you have to run the gauntlet of the brand new game that everybody's playing already. It is...
What's in Marvley's Cupboard?
Yes. And to assist us this fine morning, we welcome El Jefe, Marlene McCormick's husband. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, world. How are you?
Is that how he wakes you up every morning?
Who is that?
Is that literally how he wakes you up? Or is that just the middle of the
night? I get up before he does.
Probably good, because if you're going to hear that, tell us which one of the three items that we give you is actually an item that can be found as of right now, because we have El Jefe still on the line. In Marley's cupboard. So here are your options. 1, 2, and 3. All right. So which one of these is actually in? We start with item number 1. An antique pasta maker from the late 1800s bought while you were traveling in Milan. That is item number 1. An antique pasta maker from Italy.
Possible.
Item number 2. A 16-ounce coffee mug that's in the shape of a rooster.
All right.
Shape of a rooster. Got to know the story on that. Or is it 3? A 3.75-ounce King can of Oscar sardines. Extra virgin olive oil. I like how you went the extra on that.
Yeah. All right.
Goodness gracious.
Extra is better.
So what is it? 1, 2, or 3? Now we go to you, Hank fans. Good morning. Hello. You're first up.
This is Scott in Crescent.
Very good. Crescent right there, the crossroads of all of Texas.
Are you waiting on a train?
Actually, we're building the loop around the train.
Very nice.
Thank you.
You are going to be a well-loved person.
Estimated completion, 2038. Oh, Scott, very good in Crescent. Are you ready to play What's in Marley's Cupboard?
Yes, sir.
Still with us on the line is El Jefe, Marley's husband. You are still with us, or did you get lost in the cupboard?
No, I'm here.
All right. It's I picture it kind of like, you know, Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters. Like, don't get trapped in there with Zool. In the. Thank you. I knew how to get that. Very good. All right, Scott. 1, 2, or 3, which is actually an item in Marley's cupboard?
I'm going to have to go with the sardines.
Sardines, survey says El Jefe, looking in the cupboard.
Let me look around here. No sardines.
Scotty doesn't know. It's another reference. All right. Scotty, man, well, hey, thank you for your construction and keep trying, okay, buddy?
Thank you, sir.
All right, bud. All right. Wow, that was heartbreaking. I'm not going to lie. We go next up
Chances
here.
Chances are you'll never find that in my cupboard.
Next here on the line, who do we have here to play?
Barbecue James.
Barbecue James on the line. All right, Barbecue James, the news for yous is better. 3 is off the board. So, which of those is in the cupboard? Because the sardines were not.
The pasta maker.
You're saying the pasta maker is?
Yes, I am.
Survey says, El Jefe?
Let me look around.
Yeah. Right. Could be rather large.
No pasta maker.
Nope.
Wow. Barbecue James, I'm so sorry.
No pasta maker.
Call back. Try again. So what are you doing with it? All right. You're next up here, and it's a Friday with luck on your side. Who is this where you at?
This is Ricky.
Hey.
Now I'm in Granbury.
Oh, gosh.
Ricky of Weatherford. Ricky's of Granbury.
Ricky's in a place. He's just like Jeff right there. He's lost inside the cupboard of wonder right there. Okay. Well, the good news for you is 1 and 3 are off the board. So what do you think? Is it 1, 2, or 3 that is in Marley's cupboard?
That's a tough one there.
Isn't it? I know.
I'll say number 2.
A 16-ounce coffee mug in the shape of a rooster. Survey says El Jefe. He has sound effects.
Yes, he does.
That's it.
That's it.
What? That's the coffee mug.
What in the heck is, what?
Tell the story, Jefe, of how you had to have that coffee mug.
Well, whenever I see a big, you know, ceramic chicken in a store, I always have to point at it and say, look, there's a big... Anyway.
Excellent purchase, my friend. Well done. And we need to get y'all some sardines because you're low.
I don't think so.
Yes, we need those sardines.
That's a former Will of Float item. It's in the Hall of Fame. Hey, but that means for you, Ricky, you're going to the PBR.
Oh, that's awesome. Sounds great. I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for El Jefe right there on the home front on the hotline.
I'm bowing. Thank you. Thank you.
And that is our first inaugural maiden edition of
What's in Marvelous Cupboard?
See, it's harder than you think.
Fascinating.